Weeknd's Dawn FM debuts at number 2 in the US, and Ted Nugent rages against the Rock Hall of Fame. It's Tuesday, January 18th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. The Weeknd's new album Dawn FM debuted in second place on the US chart, only slightly behind DS Forever from rapper Gunna. The Canadian singer's fifth studio album earned 148,000 equivalent album units in the week that ended January 13th, according to MRC data. Gunna's third album debuted with 150,000 equivalent album units. Dawn FM is The Weeknd's eighth release to make it into the top five in the Billboard 200s. Three of his albums, Beauty Behind the Madness, Starboy, and After Hours, and one EP, My Dear Melancholy, went to number one. The Weeknd's hit collection, The Highlights, released nearly a year ago, is at number six in its 48th week on the Billboard 200. Outspoken rocker Ted Nugent has once again lashed out at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for inducting artists for other genres. In a conversation with The Real Music Observer, the 73-year-old singled out Grandmaster Flash, who was inducted with the Furious Five in 2007. "I hope he's happy, I hope he's healthy and successful," Nugent said. "But Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Why don't we just go down to Chuck Berry's grave and take a shit on it? That's what that represents to me, and it's unforgivable." Nugent, who's not been inducted, said, "Let's take me out of the equation. Let's say I don't qualify, which is ridiculous, but let's pretend I don't qualify. But why ABBA before Styx? Why Patti Smith before Triumph? Why Grandmaster Flash or Jay-Z at all? I mean, to think they would qualify before the artists I just mentioned, and myself included, it's just dishonest and it's literally disrespectful to the gods of music, Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and all the gods that created this incredible soundtrack." Nugent insisted he doesn't take the Rock Hall snub personally. "I don't need it," he said, "and quite honestly, the authenticity of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has been so tainted by the inclusion of non-rockers but anti-rockers. Really? Madonna? Really? So I find it offensive on that level. I don't take this stuff personally, but I find it offensive to real rockers, to real rock artists, and to real rock and roll fans." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.